we have now you teaching.
Yes.
Did you readily talk about your experiences during the time you were either first teaching or in the 1950s, 1960s?
Well,
when did
I was
I wasn't
there in the classroom to talk about my past. I was there to it turns out to be I started to teach Spanish.
See.
You know, and I worked in a factory with Spaniards, and I became more proficient in Spanish than they were, you know. So I had an opening right away, meaning that if I started teaching languages, you know, Spanish would be. And then I eventually started a program teaching Russian at New Rochelle High School. I introduced Russian to the high school, and I'm very proud of that, because we need scholars in that area, because we live in a competitive world where not only from the political point of view, but from the social point of view, to come closer. You know,
You stopped teaching when?
1981.
At any rate, I think that languages, communication with other human beings, is the number one priority. How do you placate a bully? Start talking to him. And if you know his language,
right,
you are in, baby. Mm-hmm. You know.
That's very true.
You know. So language, not only that, I think that we should taste other people's cultures. In case one, if the occasion arises, I'll sing for you Christmas carols. I'm very proud of that fact, that I still remember Christmas carols, and they are very beautiful. And if my rabbi objected to it, I would never go to his temple. You know, Christmas carols are beautiful. We are talking about the birth of a baby. How can you object to the birth of a baby? What kind of idiot can you be? You know, and that has nothing to do with, I didn't convert. I didn't have to. You know, and then people go ahead of their stupidity. They become more stupid. They're afraid, you know, that if you pray, you know, Gloria Padre, Filio Spiritu Sanctus, Amen, Grazia per noi pregatori, I can do the whole spiel, you know. And I am very proud of it, because there is a wonderful quote, by the way, in Hamlet, that says, prayer without meaning cannot to heaven go. And I think it was Claudius, mm-hmm, who feels very guilty at the moment, and he prays, and he suddenly realizes that he is not doing it quite right. So prayer without meaning cannot to heaven go. Whatever the language is, if you are praying, do it with all your heart and soul.
That's right.
Anything without meaning.
Yes, right. Yes, yes.